thing comes out of the courts and he gets it over to teletype and he takes it from there. It's in his stateside another day. Now, who's taking his place now? It's a gentleman by the name of Walter.
Yes.
Yeah, let me see. I might be able to get it.
Here.
Got it?
Yes.
Well, how far are you from Carter's hometown? Right there?
About 30 miles.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It is about 30 miles from where I live.
Mm-hmm.
You were born and raised?
Yeah, I was born and raised in the Irish Channel. That's what you call, well, actually, I was born about, the original Irish Channel is only 2 blocks long, the original. It's on Adele Street. It runs from Chapatour to St. Thomas. But it had to expand on account of the Irish was known to have children, so that, you know, they all couldn't just stay in those 2 blocks, so it expanded from God to heaven right now up to almost the Audubon Fog that they call it, the Irish Channel. But, it was a wonderful neighborhood out there. The people were poor, but they were, you know, they were really hardworking people. And they had, you see what they'd done. Every time you would give somebody an interview, they would come out and have the Irish as nothing but drunkards and fighters. But, I mean, which it wasn't true. It was, how could they get drunk and fight all the time if they had to get out and struggle and make a living? Especially with a day. Every one of them had at least 8 or 9 children, maybe some more than that. So you couldn't just go out and get drunk and fight all the time. And I told, like I told Angus, and he said, well, you know, he said, that's the truth. He said, you painted a different story and a beautiful picture than what some of the other ones had given us, because they wanted to make them sound like they were just rough and ready. I said, well, listen, it wasn't that they wouldn't fight. I said, they didn't want to be pushed around, but they wanted to be left alone so they could go ahead and, just like anybody else. Heck, when you got a big family to raise, you have to tend to your, and they were, another thing about them, they were really church-going people. You were out there in the Irish Channel, you can see some of the beautiful churches in the world. You got St. Mary, you got St. Alphonsus, in which they had made a lamb out for St. Mary's over there. And that's one of the most beautiful churches in the whole world. I don't know if you've ever been over there. It's right over on Josephine and Constant. You ought to take it, you know, just stop there someday and just look at it. Right there's Redemptorist High School, is on the corner. And you'll see St. Alphonsus Church, you'll see St. Mary's. Now that's where you, one was, one was for the Irish people, one was for the German people.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what they call it, the German church, you see, because the Germans were the one actually that built it.
Yeah, you were born.
Born on and that was the name of the street. Now that's what I'm trying to tell you. Why it was so, people were religious out there. If you go out that part of town, you'll find St. Mary's, St. Thomas, St. Andrew, religious, nun, annunciation, everything looked like it was all named in sort of in a religious way.
What's your full name?
My name is Murray. Let's put it this way. I have, my father, well, he was from here, but my grandfather, my grandmother,